This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Corey Greenwich.
I went on a bucket list to go to the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, nice. Wow. See any naked ladies?
We'll see naked ladies.
I saw Danica Patrick.
How did Danica look in person?
Oh, she had a one-piece pink suit on.
Oh, for God's sake. It's a penthouse forum. Can you please get to your question, Corey?
I'm just asking questions.
My God.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
All American Ford is an amazing sponsor of the show.
I ask all the people here at Public.
Oh, wait till you see. Do we have them?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I want to show you. Where's the...
Right,
they are right now. Where's the hats? You have the hats?
Right over me.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Ah, yes. The big 9 o'clock hour. We are live at Publicans. We got here bright and early. Rick is guzzling in a large orange juice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Vitamin C,
Let's
baby.
Go!
Now, this portion of the show, music just, it just died.
What did?
The music.
Raymond kind of has been in that weird spot where it's either like too loud
right.
and lasts too long.
Or just gone.
Gone.
The fader
must be
slowly
broken.
Slowly faded, Raymond. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford Group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. We have another giveaway
yep.
coming up later in the show with a chance to win your beautiful Bronco. So, Mets, Yankees, DeAndre Hopkins. I saw this earlier on Get Up. Diana Rossini was reporting. She won't join our show anymore because I believe I've scared her off.
You lurk, yep.
But I think it's a
Which
good point.
Which is weird, though.
What?
I mean, all you did was say nice things.
All I said is congratulations
right,
on having a baby.
Right, but it was like kind of like, but you were doing like investigative work for the show. Like
That's
you
right.
wanted to, you were checking out some of her social media stuff. It wasn't like you were one of the guys that said, hey, can I have a picture of your feet or something?
Diana,
Which,
I have
what
been
she told
lurking.
Us happens.
That's creepy.
Right.
All
no,
I said
did
is
you,
I've been.
Did you
I've been
all take it? In a negative light that I asked and was pleased and congratulated you on your nuptials.
So
see that's the concerning part.
So I said congratulations on your nuptials and now all of a sudden I'm
I think
some
you
kind of a
I think the initial creepiness kind of turned her off.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyhow, she had a conversation on Get Up earlier today about DeAndre Hopkins. How
yep.
much of a help would it mean to the Giants? I mean, think about how much of an addition that would be, even if he's not great like he once was. He's still very good. So now you have Waller, Hopkins, Hodgins,
Hyatt,
Slayton,
Paris Campbell,
Hyatt, Barkley, Campbell. You have like a plethora of guys now. I think if you are looking to make Daniel Jones, now he might not want to go to the Giants.
Well, Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, all of it.
Right, but he might not want to go to the Giants because he wants to go to a team that's on the precipice of winning.
Okay, but what are the things he said, though? Think
he
about
said
what he said.
He wants good coaching. Quarterback.
Stable front office,
good quarterback, and a team that can win. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Kansas City,
Listen, but I mean, he's looking to get paid, too. How about the opportunity to be the guy?
But are you going to pay him? The Giants, are you going to pay him $13 million a year?
Well, no. I mean, if you want to do some incentives, but I mean, a chance to actually reestablish yourself as a top guy, who else are they throwing to? I mean, they have guys. Your wide receiver room feels like my offensive line room with the Jets.
We have a million options.
The strength in numbers.
You don't know that anybody's going to be really be
right.
very good. Yeah, no, it's a fair point.
And you don't have a number one guy.
Right. But if you're – so let's just say for argument's sake, you're DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
Right? All right, DeAndre, you want to go to Buffalo, Josh Allen. They go to the playoffs every single year and have been to the AFC Championship game. You want to go to Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes and almost –
Well, Mahomes is number one.
And almost guarantee yourself going to an AFC Championship game. Or would you prefer to go to the Giants and Daniel Jones? And listen, Dable's good. It's a stable franchise, but you can go to the Giants as well.
Well, I think number one would have to be Patrick Mahomes. If you're a wide receiver and you have the opportunity to play for Kansas City with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and you say no,
right?
That's a shame on you. You just got Juju Smith-Schuster paid.
He'll get anybody paid.
Right. So, I mean, that would be number one. I think it depends on what you want. I mean, if he is now all set with, like, he's money, financially, he's good, and he wants to try to compete for a championship, I would say Buffalo is probably closer. You pair him with Steph Diggs and Gabe Davis with Dawson Knox and then Kincaid. Yeah, that's pretty formidable with Josh Allen.
It's nice.
But there's something to be said about being a Giant, being in New York, being the number one guy.
I get that. And, again, I think the Giants is an attractive maybe second choice for him. But here's the thing. If you're Kansas City or you're
offensive-minded head coach, though.
Yes, absolutely.
Kafka's it seems like he's going to be the next hothead coach.
And you could argue that the Giants are an up-and-coming team. And you could argue that he could be the number one option as far as the receivers go.
Waller
could be too.
Yeah, but as far as wide receivers concerned,
you would be paying him to be the number one guy. Wide receiver, right. I think absolutely. But I don't know. I've read articles that I don't know that Kansas City or Buffalo really want to pay him a lot. Like they want to have him join, reestablish himself, and go after the Super Bowl.
Okay, so I mean that's the argument I would make to him if I was the Giants.
Fine,
come here, reestablish yourself.
But
and then,
if you're the Giants, are you gonna? Because if you're the Giants, you're not that team that's on the precipice of going to big places. I don't think.
No, I don't think big places. But I think I'm hoping we get some calls from Giants fans. I think it's easy today to sit here because you've kind of taken a backseat to the Jets and say we'll be more talented, but we could have a better team on paper, but a worse record, and not be a playoff team when. The reality is we get to week 18 and you're not a playoff team, you're going to be disappointed.
Disappointed. Yes. No, can I finish a thought? You'll be disappointed. I don't know the level of disappointment. I think that the Giants go 9-8 and miss out on the – But so, I mean –
You want a road playoff game.
I understand
You just
that.
Paid your quarterback a ton of money.
Can I see how the season goes before I have this
– Yeah, you can. My only – this is all I'm saying to you, is that if Daniel Jones plays well and – things for some reason just don't go your way. It's just that you're not getting the bounces in the one score games,
right.
And you're a team that doesn't make the playoffs. Easy today to say, no big deal. Week 18, you're not in the playoffs. You're gonna be upset.
Maybe so. Can I at least see the way it plays out?
Yeah, you can see the way it plays
out.
You
know me. I might be horrified.
Right.
I might say I can't believe this happened. What a failed season. And it might play out. I think lesser of a chance. And I'm like, you know what? I can see some positivity moving forward. And Jones had a good season. That's also the thing. Do I not make the playoffs and Daniel Jones looks bad and regresses? Now I'm livid, right? But does the ball bounces the wrong way? That's different. So I'd have to see how it goes. But if why would I not want DeAndre Hopkins?
No, I think you would want DeAndre Hopkins. I just think that because of the success they had last season in year one of what was supposed to be a rebuild, kind of a let's sit back and assess what we have.
Right.
For Dable and that coaching staff to do what they did. And your team be a playoff team that actually wins a playoff game on the road? This thing has been now fast-forwarded.
But to what?
Here's the thing. I don't know because they've taken a back seat. I don't know because we haven't heard from Giants fans.
All right, so let me ask you
that. I would say that you'd want to build on, I'm not saying you have to win.
So what does that mean? Building is going to the NFC Championship game?
No, because I don't think they're there yet. I think what happened last year was a surprise to everyone, and you enjoyed it because it was a surprise. Go back to the tailgate. Watching the Green Bay game. You came in nonchalant, had your Lawrence Taylor jersey on, you're eating your M&Ms, having a good time.
Right.
I said, how do you feel about this? I don't see Crazy Dave. You're like, I have no expectations. If they win, great. If they don't, I won't be devastated. I think because now the Jets have taken the front page or the back page, whatever you want to call it, and we talk about them every single day, I don't know if we've heard enough from Giants fans to know what the act for them, not you, what their expectations for the season is.
I think the expectation is they're going to be a good football team. Whether that translates into they get into the playoffs again and win a playoff game, I don't know. That's not that easy to get into.
No, I don't think it's that easy either. But if you're telling me you like the quarterback and you just paid him a ton of money.
I think I do.
Okay, and they're going to be a more talented team and you love your head coach.
Right.
In a weak NFC, it feels like you should be a playoff team.
I think that's fair.
And you'd be disappointed if you weren't.
I think you probably would be somewhat disappointed if you weren't a playoff
team. That's
all
I'm saying.
But again, am I 9-8 that I don't get in?
No, but look at what – dude, I'm telling you right now, if I told anyone in here that the Knicks were going to make the second round of the playoffs and lose in game six, you would have signed up with blood, you would have signed up for it. And because of how it happened, and it wasn't Milwaukee, it was the Heat, and Julius Randle wasn't good, it's like, oh, what are we going to do? We got to fix this. Julius Randle stinks. This guy's got to be traded. Everyone's up for trade. No one wants to talk about Julius Randle sprained his ankle twice. It's just this wasn't good enough. Let's start making moves. It happens fast. And I think right now you get the benefit of it's happening fast for the Jets.
And you know what? A couple things that you love. You love the head coach. There's
love
not
him.
One person
I
out
love
there.
Him.
How could you not?
Dude, I'm telling you right
honestly.
Now. I would – and listen, I think Robert Saleh is hopefully, fingers crossed, going to be a good head coach. I would take Dable all day, every day.
Of course you would.
Buddy, how about – I don't know how many people in this room watch the actual – the inside the draft rooms.
Right.
What a difference, though. Dable with Shane – how involved, he's texting Sean McVay, making deals, those two were, together.
Yeah.
And then it was, Joe Douglas at a computer by himself, predicting what was going to happen, over in the corner. Oh, look, there's Robert Saleh in the corner. And they're like, we'll take Will McDonald. And then all of a sudden, Saleh's like, oh, like you sell it. Like,
yeah, it was different. It felt like
it was a different vibe.
Really, there was a simpatico there. Absolutely.
But like he's more involved with that.
You love the head coach. And you know what I think is big that there's not been a ton of discussion about?
I do.
Is that is the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator are both back.
I think that was huge.
So you have some kind of symmetry moving forward.
Okay, but that's another fear, though. Because you like both of those guys. Now, I think, I mean, is has the time passed for Wink to be a head coach?
Maybe so.
Okay, but not Kafka.
No, he's not going to be here for
right.
long.
Right. So, I mean, it feels like you dodged the bullet because you have him back. It's year two now for Daniel Jones in this same system.
If he's good, if the Giants offense is good again, he's gone.
Gone.
I don't think there's any doubt
gone.
About
so,
that.
So, I mean, you'd like to be. I mean, I'm not saying you have to make a run to the NFC Championship game, but you'd like to kind of be now you've established.
I'd like to be good. I think
you've established yourself as a kind of perennial, we expect to be in the playoffs.
Well,
kind of
and,
team.
And then if you would listen to your buddy Bill Barnwell, he sits here and says that he thinks the Giants have taken a step back.
RJ, I'm not joking, man. I could call today, send in and ask. I want him on the show tomorrow because I'll be somewhat sober by tomorrow. I would want him on the show. I won't be nice.
You won't be nice?
I know I will.
You'll be nice.
I was going to say I won't be mean, but I turned it into I will.
I was like, I won't be nice. It's a very aggressive thing to say.
Mm-hmm. It's the orange juice.
I like Barnwell. I'd like to have him.
No, I do too, and he does the work. I just don't understand how. I mean, like,
so then we ask him. We're confused. We sit here, and I think we're pretty good sports fans. How can you sit here and tell me the Jets have taken a step back, or the Jets have had one of the worst off seasons in the NFL?
It makes no sense. I mean, they have to be. If you rank the teams that had the most improvement, to go from Zach Wilson, Mike White to Aaron Rodgers, I mean, how do you quantify how big a jump that is?
And the same thing with the Giants. He has the Giants at the 29th offseason. I look at the Giants and I'm so excited by what they've done. He looks at them and says he doesn't like it. I don't think that's predicated on Daniel Jones. He doesn't like Daniel Jones. But
yeah, but look what these quarterbacks are going to make it. Like, Daniel Jones is a good quarterback. I don't know at any point is Daniel Jones going to be the best quarterback in the league? No. Is he going to be a top five quarterback? No. But as you as the prices for the quarterbacks keep going up, like I was listening to First Take yesterday and Mad Dog was like, there's no chance I'm paying Jaylen Brown $295 million. It's too much money.
Right.
And J.J. Redick's like,
that's what they get.
No, he goes, that's the going rate. He goes, wait till the new TV money kicks in. You're going to say $295 for Jaylen Brown's a deal compared to what everyone else is
making. That's what they get.
So, like, I mean, is it a lot of money for Daniel Jones after one good year?
But everyone's so up in arms. How could you pay him $40 million? That's what quarterbacks get. They get $40 million.
Right, because that's what, I mean, that's what you had to pay him. And on top of that, it gives you the flexibility to do other things around him.
In a year, Daniel Jones will be middle of the pack as far as NFL quarterbacks are concerned.
Yeah, and you would expect that Daniel Jones is kind of hovering right around that like 10 to 12 best quarterback in the league, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, if he's 10, you're in good
shape.
Let's hope. Yeah, you're in good shape. Let's go to Pat in Brooklyn. Pat, good morning. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys. Hop is going to have fun in Cleveland. That's my prediction. And go get back with that animal, Watson. And I think the Giants need to take care of that Leo contract situation, extend him a year or two.
Well, they're going
clear
to.
About 13.
They're going to.
Yeah, I about don't... 13 or 14 million. And then go after Marcus Peters. I think a third cornerback is necessary in Wink Martindale's defense. What do you think, Dave?
And yeah, I think that's not a bad idea, but I don't think that it's, and thanks to the call, Pat, that one means excludes the other. Like if you
no, I don't think so.
If you kick money down the road with Leonard Williams, you'll have money for DeAndre Hopkins. And again, I don't know. He's not going to be $15 million a year. I can't imagine.
DeAndre?
Yeah. You think he's going to get that much money?
Well, did you think that Odell was going to get that much money?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No, I did not.
He's going to be right around there. I mean, Odell's what, 15 with a chance to make 18? It's going to be pretty close.
Yeah.
Coming off a second
ACL. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to pay. But again, you had to satiate Lamar Jackson.
Right. Well, I mean, he said, you get me, but his names were, yeah, give me DeAndre and Odell.
Yeah.
So we'll say we'll do Odell.
He might not wind up with the Giants. I don't think he will.
No, I don't know. Listen, I mean, if I had money similar with the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills, or the
I don't think
Giants,
it will be. I can't. You think
or
the Chiefs
Cleveland?
Are going
to. Sounds like he's talking
Cleveland's
to Deshaun Watson
too.
All the time.
Well, Watson wants it, but do you think the Kansas City is going to offer DeAndre Hopkins $15 million? They don't do that.
No, but if I want to reestablish my market, and it's almost guaranteed. If Patrick Mahomes stays healthy, they're going to be in the AFC Championship game? I don't know.
But
I mean, that's pretty enticing.
You signed for $5 million then?
So you're asking the wrong guy. You're asking the wrong guy because I value winning over everything, especially if I've already made money. If I've already made money, I'm telling you right now, I said this to a kid yesterday because the kid was all depressed about something. I said, listen, man, I played in the All-Star game. I would trade all – name what you want from me, and I would give it to you for one Stanley Cup. Anything. Like, I love playing the Olympic, all that stuff. But if you told me
my
name was on the cup, forget it. Because that's forever.
Never goes away.
Never goes away. They'd say this is it would be Stanley Cup champion Rick DiPietro and Dave Rothenberg.
I'd be on there too.
Well, not on the cup, but the show.
Oh.
You could be.
I'd like to go on the cup.
All right.
That'd be nice.
I'll get you on the cup.
Rangers win the cup.
Get my name
etched right in there.
When the Jets win the championship, you'd be on the floor.
No, thank you.
You'll stand right in front. It'll be like Titanic.
I don't want to be anywhere near that. I'll take that week off. I'll go to Aruba.
We'll do the show live.
Live from Aruba?
Yeah.
Okay. Enter the ESPN New York No-Hitter Sweepstakes for your chance to win $25,000. Find the No-Hitter tile on the ESPN New York app and pick a team. Submit your entry. Today's qualifier is Joe Ilardi from Brooklyn, who has chosen New York's National League team to throw a no-hitter today. That's our game! That's our game! Presented by MohicanSunCasino.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. RJ?
Yes.
RJ. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you ready? This is, I mean, you have numerous times to shine. This would be another time for you to shine.
This is a time, and I'd like to think I'm ready.
All right, let's hear what you got.
Now. See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
So this is not going to be something that you missed, but it's a nice segue given what you just read. 11 years ago today, do you know what happened?
Johan Santana had his no-hitter.
Dave lost his virginity.
He struck him out! It has happened! In their 51st season, Johan Santana has thrown the first no-hitter in New York Mets history.
I don't have audio of the other thing you said.
Yeah, I was quick. You probably couldn't catch it.
It's also a lot longer than 11 years ago, pal.
11 months ago.
Yeah.
That would lead to a lot of questions.
Could you imagine if that was the real sound, though?
Good times!
I wasn't far off.
Troubling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Sticky sweet!
All right.
Bye-bye. I ever tell you the time I was with a particular lady?
Of the night?
No. She did perform things at night, but
you
it wasn't,
tussle?
Wasn't that specifically. We're at my friend's house. Here's my prom date.
A stripper.
And this was the very end of us dating, and we were having relations on my friend's guest bedroom on the bed. And the Mets were playing.
Oh.
And I start screaming. She's like, is it really that good? I was like, they scored. They win. Base hit. Away we go.
We win.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You've mentally damaged so many people in your life.
She hates me now.
Of course. Wow.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
You still talk?
On Facebook, I bet. I did another thing that wasn't over. No, she's.
What? Like what?
This is not a great story, but I'll tell you anyhow.
Tell everybody.
So we were we went to the prom.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Together.
Okay.
And this is not ideal. So after the prom, we went out to the Hamptons.
No.
Whole group.
Very
of people.
Bougie.
Very
of you.
Bougie. Went out to the Hamptons. We're at a nice establishment. We're supposed to stay for two nights, and after the first night, I wanted to go home, and it was Father's Day weekend. So Sunday morning, everyone else was staying out till Monday. I found someone who was leaving, and I said, can you drive me back to I want to spend Father's Day with my dad, and I think I'm done here. And got in the car, and she walks away. She's like, oh, where are you going? Are you going to get food or something? I was like, no, I'm leaving. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't think that's a terrible. That's actually better than the other story.
I didn't tell her I was leaving.
That's bad. But at least you weren't going home because you had to go watch a Mets game. You're going home to spend time with your dad.
Well, no, what I was doing wasn't bad. The way, in fact, I enacted.
So you're
going
to go? You were just going to ghost her?
Well, I was going to just be
stuff
gone.
Pack. See you
and
later.
She just happened to run past me, and I left money in the refrigerator on the beer, saying, "Here's my money for the weekend." Bye-bye.
Your mother.
Like, she thought you were going to be nice. Like, hey, I'm going to go pick us up some breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, breakfast sandwiches.
Bye.
Bye.
Nice.
Have a great day.
Right.
And you wonder why I say Sherry is the best person on the planet.
The greatest.
Greatest. Especially in the riding boots. Love those boots.
Your mother.
Get that out of your head.
All right, moving on from the boots.
How did we get there? I'm not telling stories anymore.
I just heard someone yell something troubling for Dave.
There's been some troubling stuff mentioned. Yeah. Today,
I heard someone yell Goldberg. That's what I heard.
Someone's trying to rattle
Goldberg.
Dave.
Goldberg is a wrestler.
Yes.
So,
and there was a show, The Goldbergs.
Yeah, they showed it when the Liv tournament was at the peak of its greatness. Right to The Goldbergs.
We're at 17.
Yes.
Brooks Koepka is on the team.
We got the two best golfers on the tour
and
tied.
We will Brooks head Koepka. To the Goldbergs.
And here's Penn and Teller.
All right, go ahead.
Love books. Mark Canha yesterday drives in four, beats the Phillies all by himself, 4-1. Carlos Carrasco, six nice efficient innings, his second consecutive win. The Mets, Rick mentioned this earlier, 15-0. When their starting pitcher goes at least six innings, they're actually the only unbeaten team left when their starting pitcher goes that many innings. So good for them. Mets go for the sweep today. We will be in attendance in a mere hours, and we'll be out at Lot E.
E for everyone. Everyone is welcome to the big tailgate.
In about
everyone.
2 hours. So we'll see you out there. This was also brought up. Garrett Wilson threw out the first pitch yesterday, Citi Field, to Brett Beatty. Relevant because the two of them played football together in high school in Lake Travis, powerhouse Lake Travis in Austin, Texas. And here's Garrett Wilson on SNY.
Yeah, I mean, it is surreal. That's the right word for it. You know, it's crazy how small the world is that we're both able to end up in the biggest city in the world playing ball, playing the sports that we love and grew up playing and, you know, not having the past that we had. So for me, just seeing his success is so exciting. And I know he feels the same way. And then be able to come and support him is everything to me.
Nice moment.
It's a great moment.
Nice moment. Apparently.
And each other's jerseys are.
It's amazing
awesome.
How great you don't even realize how great these athletes are. Brett Beatty, I mean, you think he's a good athlete. You don't realize, like, to play major high school football with Garrett Wilson, it's just remarkable.
So he was asked, he being Garrett Wilson, how good of a player was Brett Beatty, who played quarterback?
In the sixth grade season, we did lose some games. Once we got older in high school and we kind of filled out in ninth grade, we didn't lose a game. We were undefeated, and I don't think we had a close game, you know? So that's how that went.
Brett Beatty, it was also revealed, apparently had D1 offers to play some quarterback.
But wow.
I guess he made the right decision.
Or did he? You never know.
Yeah.
I think he did.
Well, NFL quarterback?
You think he would have been an NFL
quarterback? Know.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of money in that.
You don't think I question sometimes whether or not I could play baseball?
You think you could have?
I don't know. I would like to find out.
You think you could have played D1 college baseball?
Yeah.
I think you did okay.
Look how you wound up. You get to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning every day. Travel into fresh fruit.
Should be retired. Right. Still grinding.
Exactly.
So we...
Give me all your money!
It's not nice what you say.
No, I said it one time.
Ronnie Mauricio, may as well update him. We talk about the other kids on the Mets, went 2-for-4 yesterday for Triple-A Syracuse. On base streak is now at 20 games. His hit streak's at 10. He's hitting .344, OPS of .948.
Can we bring him up to the big club,
at some point,
please?
Man. I mean, enough.
Seattle avoids a 3-game sweep. They snap the 4-game win streak of the Yankees. George Kirby from Rye nearby. Fantastic. Shuts the Yankees down for 8 innings. Cal Raleigh has a single in the 10th. Brings in the game's only run. Seattle wins 1-0 in 10. Clark Schmidt, good. 5 2/3 shutout innings while giving up only 3 hits. Anthony Rizzo out of the lineup for a 3rd straight game. Probably could have used him late with a stiff neck. Should be back tomorrow. Also possibly back this weekend. Nice series. Yankees-Dodgers. Could be Josh Donaldson, Giancarlo Stanton, and Tommy Kahnle. All in play, according to Aaron Boone, for the weekend.
I got to tell you, though. And this happens all the time. I would rather you not specify why. Like, in the NHL, that's why I like it. Like, upper body injury.
Right.
Like, how come he couldn't pitch it? Stiff neck.
Well, I mean, that's what he's suffering from.
No, but, I mean, okay, fine. But just, like, would that be something?
I don't think that's embarrassing.
Well, I don't think it's embarrassing, but it's, like, one of those ones. Like, come on.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with it.
Upper body injury.
Okay, he has a UBI.
Yeah, UBI.
You guys mentioned DeAndre Hopkins and the Giants. Robert Sala basically dismissed the possibility of the Jets going after Hopkins, saying, "We love our current group." Sala, very optimistic.
Well, that is ridiculous. I like the Jets receivers as well. Uh-huh. But is DeAndre Hopkins not maybe their second best? If you sign him, Is he not your second best receiver?
Oh, he's probably. He would. I mean, in reality, if you're signing him, he probably should be
your best.
Yeah. So what kind of nonsense? We don't need him.
I think the jury's still out on Robert Sala. I don't think he's proven anything yet.
He hasn't proven anything.
You surprised Corey Davis is still on the team?
Yes.
I find that intriguing. I'll say.
On the amount of money he can save by cutting him.
Like Corey Davis.
I mean, at this point, yes. I guess I'm surprised it didn't happen earlier. But Robert Sala, I don't know if he jumped the gun, but very optimistic about Breece Hall playing week one of the regular season.
I feel like he won't need to be limited during training camp, even though we still will, just to be conscientious and cautious with him. But he looks awesome.
That sounds like you think he'll be ready for week one, and if you don't think he's limited in
Yeah, I'm very, very optimistic on that one. I don't want to jinx it. I mean, the kid's already hitting over 22 on the GPS, so he looks freaking good. So
by 2020, he means 22
miles
an hour.
Let me ask you a question. Why would you put this unnecessary pressure on Breece Hall to be back and ready for week one?
It's a great question.
Well,
I don't know.
Did you see what – I don't have audio of this – of what Breece Hall said, because the reporters went over and said, hey, you know, Robert Saleh, very optimistic. Hall said, not in a standoffish way, but he said, I'll be ready when I'm ready. So a little bit of a different tune.
Well, that's what you're supposed to say. Like, the coach is supposed to protect the player from the player.
Not set you up to fail.
Player's supposed to say, I want to be ready by week one. And coach is going to say, no, relax. You'll be ready when you're ready.
You know what happens if he's not ready to play in week one?
Anger, sadness.
No, I think that Robert Saleh looks ridiculous.
Or
start to look at Breece Hall and be like, why is he not ready?
Well, no, you say, what happened? What went wrong?
Right.
I thought you were running 22 miles an hour.
You were on schedule. On June 1, you were on schedule to be there early September.
A month ago, Monty Williams was the head coach of the Suns. Today, he's a rich man. 6 years, $78.5 million to coach the Detroit Pistons. World of College Hoops, yesterday was the day that players had to decide, are they in or are they out for the NBA draft? Zach Edey is out, going back to Purdue.
That's a big deal. I know we're not a big college basketball show, but that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. NIL is fruitful. Oscar Sheboy of Kentucky will stay in the NBA draft, as will Andre Jackson Jr. of UConn. And PSG has confirmed that Lionel Messi will leave the club. Saturday's match will be his last after 2 years in Paris.
That's the one benefit of the NIL.
Is that the kids stay in college?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks that they're transferring all over the
Armando
place.
Armando Bacot's going back for a fifth season to Carolina.
Well, I mean, if you can make, like Angel Reese said, why would I go to the WNBA and make more money at LSU?
Right, you can make tons of money. So you stay. You love college and you stay.
And that is it for the bleep you missed.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
We have hundreds of people packed into Publicans here in Manhasset.
On a Thursday morning,
and not 9:30 is somewhat impressive.
But this isn't a Friday. Kicking into a long weekend.
Packed in here at 4:30 this morning.
4:30 this morning.
When I got here, I walked into a rousing ovation, as I know you did as well.
Oh, yeah.
We have the best fans in the business.
Oh, you're a rock star now.
That's not me.
This is what it feels like. This is what it feels
it's
like.
It's all about you. Is what it's about.
I'm just happy that this is not it. This is the beginning.
Now, if you're listening, you say, oh, man, I forgot. Today's Publicans. I wish I could have made it there. I could have hung out with the guys.
I missed.
No, you missed nothing.
By 11 o'clock
this morning, we're going to be in Lot E at Citi Field, and then we're going to go into the park and watch the game from Section 128.
Yeah, here's the other thing, though.
Yeah.
Say, for example, this is you couldn't make it to Publicans. You're not going to get there by 12:50 when we walk in.
Right.
Go on StubHub, whatever you want to go on. Oh, look, there's tickets in 129. What?
I'll come over. I'll come say hi.
Scherzer's
we're
pitching.
You know what's going to happen too. We're going to completely take over 129.
And I think I don't want to jinx it. So I'm going to knock on wood. Looks like we could be in foul ball territory.
That'd be nice.
Now we start getting action over there. I don't care who's in front. I'm diving on you.
Here's my concern.
If it's Djibouti Dan, I'll jump on his face for foul ball.
Are we in line drive foul ball territory or pop up?
Doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
I'll protect you.
I believe that. I believe that could be true.
The only foul ball I ever caught was Curtis Granderson. It was at a Yankees game, and I was in that same exact area over there.
Really?
Yeah, left field side.
Would be nice.
Right kind of behind third base.
Would be nice. All right, we can wait no longer. Time for the Daily DNR trivia question. Call the contest line, 888-987-ESPN. Right now for your chance to qualify for a custom 2023 Ford Bronco that's actually here today and to win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June 30th. We'll be there, of course. All brought to you by All-American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotions, rules, and information. And I'll tell you the question in just a moment. All right, so line them up. I will play the opener, Eamon, because I, for the moment, at least, remembered. We'll get to that in just a moment. Let's quickly go to Trevor in Manhattan. Trevor. Oh, and RJ just hung up on him. How unfortunate was that? So here's this question, Rick. I think it's a good question. Who do you have more confidence in to win the World Series, the Mets or the Yankees? Don't think about the moment. Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm trying to do math right now, so it's not going very well.
You're paying your tab right now?
Yeah, I bought everyone drinks, so I'm paying the tab, yeah.
And they charged you for that?
Yeah, I didn't ask for free drinks. I said I want to pay for the company's drinks, so I bought the company drinks.
You're a very nice person. They love you. No wonder they love you so much. You're deep into their pockets. So you fully believe? All right, so let me ask you one further question now. Do you look at the Yankees and say to yourself, pick three teams that you think has the best chance to win the World Series? Are the Yankees one of those three teams right now?
One of the three?
One of the three.
Ugh.
We'll see where we get to. Three. Four. Where do we get to that you look and put the Yankees in that grouping? Four. Five. Stop me when I get there.
No, I think it's probably somewhere around there. Maybe like
five?
In the top five.
Dodgers or Yankees?
Oh, man.
Braves or Yankees?
I would say probably Braves ahead of the Yankees.
Rays or Yankees?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to depend on what Glasnow looks like now that he's back.
Right.
They've dealt with some injuries to the pitching staff. They're good, but I mean, how?
They get Rasmussen back at some point,
right? Yeah, right, but how sustainable is it?
And also, are they going to go out and make moves to put them over the top?
Because you know the Yankees will make moves if they have to.
Yes.
And again, we haven't seen this team whole yet. Like, if you told me today that Aaron Judge is going to be closer to this Aaron Judge in the postseason, I love their chances.
So really, in essence, what you say without saying that is this regular season for Aaron Judge is he's going to be great. He'll hit 280 and hit 55 home runs, but his season will be defined by what he does in the postseason.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's
fair. But I think just in general, it's going to build his legacy. Right, if he goes and wins another back-to-back MVPs or his season, even if it's not 62, it's 50-something, and, you know, we all understand he's the best player in baseball.
Yeah, but that becomes window dressing unless he does it in the postseason.
Yeah, but it's all part of your resume.
It's all part of the aura of Aaron Judge, but if he goes 318, 57, 136, and then goes 3-for-27 in the postseason, it matters, but ultimately, does it really matter?
In the grand scheme of things, for what he's trying to accomplish, I mean, he said it. His goal is to win a World Series. And we've seen this team. I gave you the numbers yesterday. When they win, it's because of Aaron Judge. And when they don't, it's because Aaron Judge is not.
Right. He's awesome.
The best player.
He's absolutely awesome. All right. Raymond, I remembered. Play the audio.
Today's All-American Ford Trivia.
So proud of you.
Thank you. Even a broken clock, my friend. Here we go. You ready? The question is right in front of me. And now we start with Orlando and East Islip. Orlando with a chance to win. Good morning.
How we doing, guys?
A little bit nervous, to be honest with you. You ready for the question?
Hello?
Yeah, you ready for the question?
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
I don't even know the question.
No. It's about you.
Oh, nice.
What has Rick been drinking all morning here at Publicans?
Chocolate martinis.
No. No.
I'm offended that was the answer.
Well, that's not
I think
accurate.
He could. What was his name? He's suspended.
Orlando.
Suspended.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was Orlando from East Islip or East Islip from
Orlando.
Doesn't
matter. He's just suspended.
Out, He was incorrect.
He was conceived in Orlando.
Oh, is that what it is?
They named him
you know who else was? John Winthrop.
Was he really?
No.
I would say probably four of his five kids, maybe.
Where is John? I wonder how many of the children
conceived in Disney
were conceived at Disney.
I'm sure they tried.
I'm sure they did every time. John in New City. John, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's orange juice.
Rick, is that what you've been drinking all morning?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's orange juice. Yeah.
Hey, Twitter world, is me, yours truly.
John, I don't think I've ever specified what was in the orange
That's
juice,
right.
But it's a lot of vitamin C.
John, congratulations. I love that one.
Thank you.
So we're going to see you June 30th. You're going to have VIP access. And then, of course, you're going to have a chance to win the big, beautiful, fancy, gorgeous Bronco.
Well done, John. Congratulations.
Nice.
I always feel good for people when they win contests with us.
That's nice.
It's like, giveaways because, I mean, we're not asking tough.
These are very favorable questions. Yeah.
Like, we want to give you the stuff.
And this guy,
if I could give everyone a Bronco, I would give everyone a Bronco.
Oh, like Oprah?
Can you imagine?
And you get it. You know what? Selman really should come to the table.
How fun would today's show be?
If all of a sudden, out of nowhere. Everybody out with a new car?
Yeah, everybody's like, you get a new car. You get a new car.
Would be nice.
Once she gets tired of Stedman.
This is what it would feel like if I got my dream wish to be married to Oprah.
I'm a big fan of Oprah. Why are you so enamored with Oprah?
I don't know. Yeah, right. The money?
I
could be close with Gayle King.
You have money.
Not Oprah money.
Okay.
Have you not seen the Chappelle skit when he marries Oprah, what he gets to do?
What do you not get to do in your life that you'd like to do?
Fly around in private jets everywhere?
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine being Stedman?
A woman that stood by you, Cassie, give up on her to be with Oprah?
I'm not saying I would give up Cassie.
Well, what, you think you're going to thruple with Cassie? It doesn't work like that.
Maybe she's interested in Oprah.
Cassie has no desire to be with Oprah.
Martha Stewart?
She's 80s.
I heard she's wild.
She's in her 80s.
I think she just had Snoop, didn't she? She did.
Can't be true. She's in her
80s. They were doing a cooking show together.
She's in her 80s.
What does that mean? Robert De Niro and Al Pacino are having babies in 80s.
That's awful.
You fight for that inch right in front of your face.
Apparently so. So you would – I want you to say this right now in front of God and everybody. You would leave Cassie to be with Oprah.
Never.
No.
No.
And you would not. You would even consider
Why would I do that?
I don't know. You're sitting here, Oprah's your dream. You're married to
dream. No, I'm saying under different circumstances. If I was like Raymond Santiago and I was single and I was looking.
Ray, if Oprah comes calling and says she wants to be with you, would you drop everything and go be with Oprah?
Nobody's got a better life than Stedman. I'm all in.
Stedman
Let's go.
This is what I'm talking about. All right, gets it.
The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You know what time it is? It's All-American Ford T-shirt giveaway time. You get to throw them. Let's see you throw them.
All right. Well, I can throw. All right. Here we go. I'm going to throw a shooter. Quick one right here.
Try to hit shooter in the face.
Give me. All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to go Josh. I mean, my throws are impeccable. You're too close.
Shooter, you're too tall. Get out
too
of the
close.
Way.
I'm going to go. Where's Cowboy PBM? Hat. PBM, look at that. Look at that throw. It was
who's the cat now?
Unbelievable. I'm not giving it to the Cowboys fan out there.
I know pumpkin.
Where else? Rich, you want one? There's Rich. Boom.
Yeah.
Give me more. Give me a couple more. All right. I want to launch one. I just got hit with one. Why'd you do that
That
for?
Wasn't me.
Of course
it was Schrager.
There's no way he throws like that. All right.
Everybody. Everybody!
All right, I'm going, watch this elite throw. Perfect.
Oh, that was a drink. You knocked his drink over.
Intentionally.
What do you mean perfect?
Intentionally.
That was soaking wet.
It's genius. All right. I'm not throwing to the Cowboys guy. All right, who else? I want to really, no. Oh, Corinne. Here you go, Corinne. Give me one more. Oh, that's it. We're out.
No, I got more here.
Oh, here. Give me a couple more. Well, these are not wrapped up.
Oh, just throw them, man. Make it in a ball.
All right.
Pretend like you haven't rolled anything before. Those are comfy T-shirts, too, by the way.
All right, where are we going?
You got to talk while you do it.
I understand. You know what?
Every once
in a while, look at that. Genius throw. And
breaking
one more.
Glasses.
I'm not throwing to the Cowboys. I'm throwing to Union. There you go, Union. Beautiful.
The son's going to Union to play catcher.
I know. All right, so there's a great couple of coffee houses I want to tell people that.
Oh, I know which one this is.
Do you know it?
Yeah, I go there all the time.
For five coffee.
Oh, it's delicious.
All right, there's two spots. 292 Plandome Road right here.
It's right up here.
In Manhasset. There's another one you might not know about. Garden City, you know that one?
Yeah, they just opened that one.
147 7th Street in Garden City. So it's
They got the cookies. Have you tried one of the cookies?
No, I'm not eating that stuff now.
No, it's a bite. A nibble.
I would give it.
Go get him one of those fat cookies back there from For Five so we can just take a little nibble.
I'll take one. No, I don't even want one. Just a nibble.
Let it hit your tongue.
A nibble is all I'm looking for.
That's it.
All right, so Mets today.
Scherzer on the mound.
Go for the sweep. I don't know if you feel like this. I need the sweep. I need the Mets to sweep this series. I want to really send a message. Scherzer on the mound. It's very important. And it's different than what the Yankees just had because the Yankees were on the road and going up against a team that's also very good, but they already won the first two games, and they've already kind of done what they needed to do. And you had Clark Schmidt on the mound.
Well, I think here's the difference, though, too. You asked me the question earlier in the show, have the Mets righted the ship? That was the question, right? Have they turned the corner?
Correct.
I think that most people feel, having watched the Yankees have, and they're going to get back reinforcements. You talked about Friday, they're going to have back Stanton, Donaldson, and Canely. But for the Mets, they still have to prove to people that they can continue to make progress here moving forward. Right. And it sure is on the mound.
Cookie's good, by the
way. Delicious, right?
Very good. All right, so here's my question then. What do the Mets need to do for you to say, you know what, Dave, I'm back? I believe they've righted the ship.
I think it starts with the starting pitching. I do.
So how much do you need to see?
Well, I think continued. I mean, Scherzer continued to pitch well. I mean, Verlander to bounce back. You saw a great start from Senga. Carrasco is now, I mean, there's back-to-back really good starts from Carrasco.
So what is that, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? What do you need to see?
I think win today with Scherzer on the mound, which would make us all happy because we got a bunch of people going to this game and we want to see a win. And then, I mean, it's just, I don't want to see a repeat of what happened after that five-game winning streak. You know, it's come from behind wins. It's won every win, wins
it's
by one.
Heroic?
Right. Yeah. No, but it didn't have to be like that. And then all of a sudden you turn around and it's back-to-back series losses to the Cubs and the Rockies.
So you want consistency. I think that's what we all want is consistency. I'm hopeful that we're about to start that. But here's the thing also is, and you've mentioned this, now the teams you're going up against are not the little sisters of the poor
anymore. No, it's going to get more difficult.
It's not Colorado and Cincinnati and Detroit and teams that you should beat up on. Now you're going up against the teams that are...
It's the Phillies, the Blue Jays, the Braves, the Astros, these are the big boys.
Now. So what you've done now if you're the Mets is put yourself in a position where you don't have leeway. You can't afford to go 8-9 over 17 games. Like, you need to play good baseball consistently now.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though. And this is one of the reasons also, just because we hate disgusting Philly. But, I mean, Philly would be one of the teams you point to if you're not going to win the division that should be competing for a wild card.
Philadelphia should be, absolutely.
So right now, Arizona has the number one wild card.
Okay.
Do you feel like Arizona is going to be a playoff team?
I think they might.
Okay. So you got Arizona, you got the Mets.
Right.
Miami, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Cincinnati.
All right. So Miami, I don't think so.
Okay. Pittsburgh,
I don't think
so. San Francisco should be right there. They're 500.
They could be, right.
Cincinnati?
No.
Okay. San Diego, yes.
Yes.
And then you got Philly, St. Louis, yes, those two teams. So, I mean, and again, you got to recognize what's going on with the schedules. You're not playing as many division games.
Right.
So you got Scherzer on the mound. You won the first two. I don't know how many people expected Carrasco to pitch as well as he did.
I don't think a lot.
Okay, but he did, and you won. So now let's stick it to them again today.
It would be nice.
And let's catch a foul ball or two.
That would be nice as well.
I catch a foul ball today.
And what happens?
Oh, my God. You will see the best version of me tomorrow.
Do you go running around the park? Like, honestly, what happens? You catch a foul ball right on the fly.
I'll make a spectacle.
Two hands.
I'll make a spectacle.
You will.
I will make a spectacle. There's no chance. I don't think these people understand the efforts I will go to get the foul ball.
You're exactly what's so confusing.
It's not a shirt cannon.
This is what Raymond was so confounded about the other day. Ray, do you remember the other day? Didn't you roast the adults that go after foul balls? Like,
no.
I didn't. Not that they go after foul balls, but that they beg and plead the players to throw them to them. That's a totally different animal.
But you don't think that there's something odd about an adult like smashing into children to try to get a foul ball?
I don't want no children here. I don't want you to be Zach.
If I happen to elbow Djibouti Dan in the face to catch a foul ball, no big deal.
For argument's sake, I can't imagine we're going to have the entire section 128.
Yes, I think we are.
All right, so for argument's sake, there's a small child on the road behind you.
Do you trample the child
to get the foul ball, or are you a gentleman enough that you will?
I shield the child.
Okay. He goes full Zach Hampel for that ball.
No.
That's my concern.
Oh, no. Forget that guy. How about the guy in spring training that has the headband on that stands out in the outfield and pretends like he's playing in the outfield?
And he'll knock anybody over.
Hey, well, he's got like a heat map, and he decides where the guy he wants to stand in the outfield.
That's funny.
Yeah, what if Lawrence Taylor throws a football? You'd be diving over small children.
That's different.
He would trample them.
For obvious reasons, that's different.
It's the
first
same
of all,
thing.
A football has tremendous value. A baseball, not the same. Secondly, a foul ball to a Lawrence Taylor throwing football. These are apples to oranges. You can't make these kind of comparisons.
The child will end up like Mufasa under Dave's feet.
Yeah, right. Exactly right. Trampled.
If I have to
poor
trample
Mufasa.
A child to get a Lawrence Taylor signed football, you know what? That's what I'm going to do.
Because you're a bad guy.
I don't think
and
so.
And for some reason, when you do it, no problem. I do it.
It's different.
It's not going to be different.
If it's an Aaron Rodgers football, different. A foul ball off the bat of Bryson Stott or whatever his name is, different.
Or if it's a Pete Alonso foul ball. Come on.
Yeah, it's still a baseball.
Well, but I could get it signed for Milo. I could say, hey, Pete Alonso hit this foul ball. I caught it.
You want me? I know people in the Mets. You want me to get you a Pete Alonso foul ball?
I would like to. How about we get a Met on the show?
That would be nice.
You keep flaunting. You know these people. I know all the Giants people.
I never made a Mets.
A show
promise.
Of hands. How many Giants? Have we had any Giants on the show? No. None. No, we had Brian Daboll. No Joe Shane. All you do is, Brian Daboll.
You know what? I didn't want to get to this
Lawrence
point.
Lawrence Taylor, never on the show.
You're drunk. That's the problem. You're, right now, you are.
And there it is.
He's drunk. He's inebriated. He's had too much to drink. He's had vodka in those orange juices, and he's drunk. And you know what? If I was ESPN, I'd make a call right now to somebody here, and I'd get you right off the air. You're an embarrassment to the radio.
Who's the cat now?
All right, Raymond, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
Well, that works out pretty well because this was probably going to be the most hack 3 stars I've ever done because it's all just
and that's saying something.
Well, listen, this number 3 is going to go out to the two of you. Great job out of both of you today. Great from the start. Great open. Great job being the masters of ceremonies during the breaks, doing the contests, all that good stuff. You made it all the way to the last segment before you started throwing shirts at people's drinks, knocking drinks over, hitting people in the face, the back of the head. Rick, you made it to the end of the show before you got yelled at for being drunk because you've been enjoying yourself.
I could only take it so long. I was at the end of my rope.
Congratulations to the both of you for that.
Number 2.
Number 2 goes out to the folks there at Publicans, to Paul for helping out the ESPN Promotions family,
yes.
Everybody for putting this together. And the day
is just
beginning. We got so much more. Parking lot E, City Field. See you there.
Number 1.
And we can't go without saying this.
We have an attractive crowd. Typically fans of the radio industry.
No, don't say this.
Can tend to be unattractive. Not our crowd.
Shout out to the attractive crowd there at Publicans, the company, everybody. Thanks for coming out. See you guys later.
What a wonderful job. Big thanks to RJ and Ray back in the studio. It's not easy for them. Everyone at Publicans, everyone that came out here, just a phenomenal, phenomenal job. We thank you so very much for being so supportive of our show. Rick, it's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg and
the company
on 98.7 ESPN.
Your mother.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.